College Line Civic League at all.
Yes, sir. This is item on your agenda. Number six is a request for review of the Norfolk Wetland Board decision for the Cottage Line Civic League application, an application by Nicholas Vandegraaff, Judith Swiston, Catherine McCoy, two applications, and Thomas and Thelma Drake. This is a case that was heard by the Norfolk Wetland Board on June 11th, and 52 freeholders had requested an appeal of this decision and therefore review by the full commission. We received on July 11th a letter from each of the applicants requesting that this matter be continued to the August meeting. By code, the applicant, the city, or the appellants can request a continuance, but that continuance must be granted on by the full commission. I heard from the city. They didn't express any opposition to the continuance at the time I heard from them last week, nor did the appellants express any opposition to a continuance. However, the representative for the appellants, Mr. Stiles, is here today, and he indicated that he would not be available at the August meeting, so you might want to hear from him about the timing and when this would be heard at a future date. So with that, I'll turn it over to you for any questions and maybe to hear from the applicants, the city, or potentially the appellants.
Thank you, Ms. Watkinson. Any questions from the commission? Is there anyone from the commission that we wish to hear from? Do you want to hear from Mr. Stiles? Mr. Stiles, actually, if you would, that would be nice. Let's get this on the record. You can swear in, sir. Do you swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you. Please state your name for the record.
William A. Stiles, Jr., 1121 Graydon Avenue, Norfolk, Virginia. Mr. Watkinson indicated, we are the lead appellant. I'm executive director of Wetlands Watch, a statewide nonprofit, and one of the appellants. We have no problem with a continuance. The only problem I have is that we have a longstanding family vacation to New York that week in August that you all were going to meet, which would complicate things considerably for me. So.
And I understand the applicants, or at least some of them, have suggested the September meeting would be better for their schedules as well. It seems that we have a confluence of forces that are kind of aiming towards September. Any questions, Mr. Stiles? Thank you, sir. Well, I would suggest that we decide whether or not to postpone this until September, unless you wish to hear from anybody else. Or would you like to go ahead and hear it now? Mr. Erskine.
In light of the letters that we've received, and I think hearing the wishes of the appellants as well as the applicants, I think it's in our best interest, in my opinion, to postpone until the September commission meeting.
I think it's a prudent course of action to give every time to better prepare for the commission meeting at that point. We have some more discussion on this? We have a motion to continue this case to the September meeting.
Second.
Second by Ms. Haney. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much.